Why are you walking down the halls at this time, sweetheart? Do you not know this place is haunted? Oh, well, you're not exactly very sneaky. You breathe very loudly. Since you're back there, would you mind grabbing a bottle of wine for me, sweetheart? And two glasses, please, since you don't seem to be very sleepy. Thank you. I'm sorry, I just wasn't expecting you to look this gorgeous. What a beautiful, beautiful woman. Yes, please, sit down. So, what brings you here, my love? At this old hotel of all others with 5 stars instead of 2. Oh, ghost hunting, huh? I see. How interesting. Oh, I'm a regular. The owner and I have been friends for years now. Staying here comforts me. It was here where I met the love of my life. She was so beautiful, and so lively, and so incredibly funny. She made me feel alive. You know that feeling? Yes, she was lovely, but unfaithful. And after I found out, I never saw her again. I miss her dearly. This place gives me comfort. It helps me remember the good memories we had together around here. Oh, at this point, I don't care. She made a mistake. And who doesn't? My love for her was way bigger than that. And I miss her so much that ever since, I wasn't able to be with anyone else. To touch anyone else. Yeah, it's been difficult. I miss her a lot. All the time. And sometimes I feel really lonely. And I do want to touch someone and to let them touch me. How good it was, though. It was so good. She tasted so good. I remember spending a ridiculous amount of time between her legs, just making her come over and over again. I was addicted to her taste, that's for sure. And her moans were so pretty. I'm sorry, I got a little carried away there. Oh, do you want me to continue? Do you mind if I touch you? Yes, just so I can demonstrate a little better how it used to be with her. Well, when I was in the mood, I would get behind her and kiss her neck. Like this, very softly, so she could really feel how much I wanted her. Then I would gently graze my fingers through her skin, so I could feel her getting goosebumps, just like you are doing right now. We used to have a strong desire for each other, so we would almost never make it to the bed. One time I just had my way with her right on this counter. I would grab her hand, put it over mine like this, and she would guide my way down until we found what we wanted. And I asked her, "Move my fingers inside you." She loved it when I said that. I hope you do too. Do it. I wanna know how to make you scream. Spread your legs a bit more, honey. Let me in a little deeper. Oh, there you go. That's a pretty sound. Mm-hmm. There you go. Feel good for me. Fuck, you're beautiful. Yeah, you are. Looking all pretty like that, how could I not do something about it, Just needed to look at you once to know how much I wanted my fingers inside you, pretty girl. Yeah. Push yourself onto them like that. Fuck, you're all hot. Turn around. Come here. No. Don't worry, I'm not gonna get them out. I'll just put my tongue in. Spread. I hope you know I'm gonna ruin you. That's it. Let me hear you feeling. Oh my god, I fucking love your taste. Pull me in. That's it. Say it then. I'm a good girl. Fuck yeah, you are. Oh, what was that sound? Did I hit a spot you like? Here then. Open up, baby. Don't close them on me. I need my tongue to be all over you. Get it, girl. You're close. Well, I better go a bit slower then. Oh, come on. Don't make that face. You can blame me for wanting to hold on to your taste a little bit longer. Don't come yet. Let me enjoy you. Hold it back. I know you can do it. Just for a little longer, okay? You sound so pretty when you're desperate, sweetheart. Pull me in. Look at me. Are you gonna come? Well, I better stop then. Oh, don't look at me like that. You're gonna break my heart. Do you want me to keep going? Yeah? Say please. Say it again. Yeah, you are. You seem a bit tired, honey. Do you want to go back to your room? Yeah, I can go with you, of course. Come here. I want to hold you. Hi. How are you feeling? Oh, did I tire you out? I'm obviously very sorry about that. Oh, for sure. So sorry for making you come your brains out. I'm okay too. My jaw hurts a little bit, but I'll feel better soon, I'm sure. You're not fucking sorry. I had a lovely time, you know. You did so well for me. You're so pretty. I'm sorry, I can't get over it. You're gorgeous. I'll look at you forever. But I guess this is gonna have to wait. Come here. Curl up in my arms. Sweet dreams, my dear. Good morning, my dear. I hope you wake up early enough for breakfast downstairs. I will not be able to join you, however. See, You had so much fun last night that you even forgot what you came here to do. This place was haunted by me. My spirit wasn't able to rest because my heart was still broken when I died. I guess I died thinking I couldn't feel anything anymore. You're the first person to make me feel something again. After I died. I do not think you coming here was a coincidence. I think you came here to let me rest. And I'm so glad that you did. Hunting is very exhausting. I think even more when you're aware that you're dead. There's just this infinite feeling of sadness and sorrow that burns inside you and keeps you alive. And for the first time in years, I feel at peace. I'm going to disappear soon, apparently. But I couldn't go without thanking you. Thank you so much for helping put my spirit to rest. I will never forget you. Goodbye.